Hey, new hosts, are you swimming in a sea of questions like, how do I deter parties? How many towels should I have and where should I get them? What sheet should I use? What smart lock is best? What are the best practices when listing on Airbnb? How do I write a good title and description? Or maybe you don't even have your first property yet and you're wondering where to find it and how to know if it's a good deal. Well, we've been working on a solution to help new hosts get all their questions answered for over a year now, and we're finally proud and ready to share with you Thanks for Visiting's Hosting Handbook. It is the ultimate step-by-step digital resource guide for new hosts. The Hosting Handbook includes searchable videos and resources specifically tailored for you, the new host. Have a question about how to price your property? Use the Hosting Handbook's search functionality and type in pricing and boom. Videos and resources all about pricing your property will populate. Want to know what to include in your short-term rental kitchen? Just type in kitchen. Videos of Annette and me in an actual running short-term rental kitchen will appear, walking you through all the do's and don'ts we've learned over our 10 plus years of hosting. We've been stockpiling host questions for years, including what to do when a guest asks you challenging questions about discounts and pricing and so much more. Get all the videos, downloads, and resources you need to fast track yourself from new host to super host. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. That's thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. Get the ultimate blueprint for hosting today. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your questions answered on the hotline, all you have to do is go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, we'll answer it here in the podcast. The coolest thing is, you guys love this show because you get to hear what other hosts are having challenges with and what our solutions are. Maybe you have a different solution. So it's a really great episode. So if you've got a question, no questions are silly, truthfully, as long as it has to deal with hosting or the hosting business.
Sarah, can I give a little story really quick?
Yeah.
I want to share that I just recently had a phone call with someone, well, a Zoom call with Whitney, and she is a past Hosting Hotline caller. She's now joined our mastermind. So shout out, Whitney. This is great. I'm excited to start working with you. But she shared with us that one of our tips from our Hosting Hotline about a parent-child listing, if you don't know what the parent-child listing is, we have some YouTube videos.
We'll put them in the show notes.
But she shared that her parent-child listing had made her, I don't know if it was in 1 month, I'm not exactly sure of the time frame, but at least already $5,000 by opening up that secondary potential for guests to book. So Whitney, well done for like taking our advice from the hotline and putting it into work immediately. If any of you, if we've answered your questions and you've also done the same, please email us. I'd love to jump on a call with you too and hear the story. But listeners, please call in, let us know, because we want to answer this. We want to help you be more profitable and make sure that you are, you know, giving that best guest experience. But we're here for you. And I just wanted to share that story because if you aren't doing parent-child listing yet and your property would be a good candidate for it, definitely something I want you to watch those videos and get started with it.
All right. So again, hostinghotline.com. Ask your question. We'll answer it here on the podcast. Today, we're going to help Matthew.
Good morning. This is Matthew. Thanks for visiting. It's been really helpful for me. So I just want to say thank you. But we are very slow in the winter months and plan to try a midterm rental strategy. What is your experience with this? Like, what websites have been best for leads? And I have to ask, have you ever been like with a squatter situation? They're kind of difficult. I just want to know how you would address it, but I would love any info you have. Thanks again, ladies.
Thanks for listening, Matthew. And thanks for such a great question. Well, let's start with where.
He wants to know where to list.
Yes. So yes, Matthew, we do have experience with midterm rentals. I can share, Matthew, that you and I share this commonality that we have a short-term rental strategy, and then we want to pivot to midterm rentals during certain seasons and then go back to short-term. Because I think there's a lot of buzz out there about where to look for leads and how much money you can make and how easy it can be. And that might be true if midterm rental strategy is like your only strategy and you are building relationships with businesses and hospitals and insurance companies and it is your full-time focus. But Matthew, if you're like us, we like the short-term rental strategy during our high season and then we switch to midterm. So I just want to preface it with that. And there is some legwork you have to do ahead of time with where we post to find leads, because you are going to have to sift through some tire kickers. And when people talk about how sexy these insurance claims are, it has to match up with when we're ready to accept them.
The timing yes. has to be impeccable. Actually, you just dealt with it this week, Sarah.
Like, yes.
Insurance is normally after something, you know, bad has happened at someone's home. You had it. Was it lightning struck their home?
Yes.
Right. They need
Not
a place.
Funny.
Stat.
That's crazy.
They needed a place immediately. So that is one of those things of having those time up is a challenge. If you can get it to match up, it's great. But just want to make everybody aware that in theory, it sounds super profitable. But again, there might be some lag and, you know, time where you don't have anybody in your property.
And Matthew mentioned his, and we'll get to this, Matthew, his squatter question. And that is also why midterm rentals are work. They are tenants after 30-day stays. I know we often say like in most states, I don't know what states it's not, but if you guys can let me know, please do. So Matthew, you're right. Like that is a concern. I mean, it's a concern no matter what, but especially once they approach that 28-day mark. And so you do have to do work in terms of getting all the paperwork lined up to make them tenants and to have all of that in your filing cabinet so you can be prepared if you have that unfortunate situation happen. But your first question is, where do you find leads? We find a ton of leads, but also tire kickers on Furnished Finder. Airbnb is a great place. We do list our properties at a higher rate on Airbnb because Airbnb takes a larger cut. And we post on Zillow. Zillow is also a decent place. Sometimes a Zillow lead doesn't understand they can't tour the property before they decide to book it, because usually our properties are either booked by another midterm renter or it just doesn't line up with the short stays. So that's a little tough to navigate. But Zillow, and then there's ALE, which is an insurance housing provider company that they work with insurance companies, and so is CRS. So those are the five places that we find our leads.
You said tire kickers.
Yeah.
I want to explain, I think this was something we were just really going over in our mastermind this week too, Sarah. Let's just share with Matthew so we can prep him how much different Furnished Finder is as far as communicating with the guest, automations, that there is definitely a difference and negotiations there also.
Right now, I don't know of how many PMSs integrate with Furnished Finder. So right there, we're taken outside of our usual flow of communicating with leads outside of our PMS software. It's fine because we are in our email inbox at all times, because sometimes guests email us there. So it's fine. Those Furnished Finder leads come there, but it does change up our systems. And then, of course, these people are staying at a place for longer. So they really want to know about the neighborhood and just more specifics than someone who wants to stay somewhere for 2, 3, 4 nights.
And the guest is different. So let's say it is a nurse. They really do want to know about, are there blackout curtains? Is it safe for me to come home at certain times? Things that a guest, you know, we had someone that didn't have any chest of drawers because they were having short-term stays. And then once they went to midterm, they were like, wait, they're bringing a lot of socks and underwear. They need a place to store it. You know, they can't just put it all in the closet. So there are some things there to think about. But yes, the questions are definitely going to be different. Mm-hmm. Because it's a different style of stay. And they might be wanting to negotiate more. Yes. Because their contract work, Matthew, will warn you they have, you know, housing baked in to their contract. So they're actually trying to make money off of that part of their contract. So we just want to warn you about that. And I think it's kind of part of that furnished finder world of trying to negotiate the pricing.
And I will say, listeners, if you're all interested in midterm rentals, your pricing isn't like, oh, if my property is usually this much short-term rental, then I can do this random math to get what it'd be for midterm. There is a marketplace for a furnished committed lease, mm-hmm. and it's very different than your short-term. Like, it's not like, well, okay, if I make $3,000 this month in short-term and it's 60% occupancy, I'll just figure out what it would be for 100% occupancy, or vice versa, where you're like, oh, I'll just cut it in half because I don't have to find a guest now. You do have to do some figuring out of what that value is for you so that you're not leaving money on the table or sitting empty because you want way too much because you're used to that short-term rental money.
Ready to ramp up your rebooking rates? Then you're ready for StayFi, the all-in-one solution for Wi-Fi and guest marketing that makes every guest feel at home.
Imagine every guest who connects to your Wi-Fi shares their contact info, not just the one who booked. With StayFi, guests sign into Wi-Fi through a branded login experience, your brand. After login, they'll land on a beautifully branded page showcasing your guidebook, local activities, upsell storefronts, and more. You're not just collecting data, you're creating a connection.
Plus, StayFi ensures verified guest data and separates guest and homeowner networks for security. And guess what? With their new email marketing tool, you can send unlimited emails, set up automations in seconds, and automatically welcome guests with email as soon as they log into your Wi-Fi. It has never been easier to keep guests coming back.
StayFi even integrates seamlessly with your PMS, making it a breeze to import guest data and connect with your guests in the rental or later through email and SMS.
So what are you waiting for? Get 50% off your first 3 months with StayFi using code TFV and start growing your guest list and boosting direct bookings.
Go to StayFi.com/TFV. That's StayFi.com/TFV. Let's elevate your guest experience together.
The last thing on this part before we get to the squatter, Sarah, is let's guide him on, we kind of talked about the dance, you know, that this is a dance between midterm and short term, but making sure that he's advertising in enough time for that winter season. So let's advise on when you think he should start to open up the dates and have those conversations for the midterm stays.
Yeah, Matthew, for us, we made this mistake previously where we're pretty good with short-term rentals. The occupancy and ADR are strong until right after Christmas. And then it dies, you know, a horrible sad here in Columbus, Ohio, in terms of occupancy. So we didn't really start looking for people until like right before Christmas. Maybe it was like December 15th. And it just wasn't enough time.
Especially with the holidays too, because they've got a lot going on.
Yes. So when we backed it up, I mean, changing the units that we do want to convert to midterms, we change the photo, the head photo that we have on all of our listing sites. We change the description. Hey, we are available for longer stays. Check out the awesome pricing for 30 days or more stays. We've got, you know, you can talk in marketing terms there. What you highlight, whether it's a work from home space or how close you are to different construction projects, if you're looking for a construction worker or a nurse who's looking for proximity to a hospital, whoever your midterm renter is going to be, Matthew, talk about that proximity. Change your language that you're speaking to your potential guest on your listings well before you think you need to, because it's going to take some time. Because also those tire kickers, I've had people get all the way to seeing my lease and then ghost us. And I'm like, gosh, that's another thing too, Matthew. I say that we will not take this property off the market until we have a signed lease and the invoice has been paid.
Ooh, that is gold. That is for everybody with the midterm rental, because like Sarah said, they will ghost.
They will ghost you.
So until you have that lease signed and they're ready to go, that's a really, really great tip, because that's actually something, again, one of the members in our mastermind, she was up against that challenge this week that someone was all excited about, you know, checking in. They were all gung ho. And then she came to do the, you know, credit check. And then they were like, they went crickets. Mm-hmm. And she had put so much time and energy in trying to get this one locked in. And then it was, we had to coach her on how to stay even keeled and keep it on the market until it was actually dialed in.
And that gives a sense of urgency to these leads. Like, we'll say, hey, As it says in our listing description, we do keep this on the market until we have a signed lease and a signed invoice from you. So if you are excited about staying with us, make sure to get these things done so that we can take it off the market for you. That's just what works for us. If anyone else, also with this whole episode, everyone, if anyone has mastered going from short-term to midterm and has anything to help me out with anything that I'm saying, I am all ears.
Yeah, but when we say that, we mean toggling between the two, yes. Not just going full on midterm only.
If it was my focus, you better believe those systems. I mean, our systems are still dialed in, but it's just different when you want to go back to short-term and maximize revenue during
the dance. Yeah. Oh, one thing Matthew didn't mention, because we're still going to get to the squatter. Let's talk about what happens, Sarah, when you do have that midterm guest during those winter months and then trying to get kind of the algorithm and the guests back into the flow on Airbnb after you've been kind of crickets for 90 days, maybe 120 days.
That's another
good
point.
We need to mention that.
Just like when you want to be ready to go midterm before you think you need to start being active on your listings before you think you need to. Change up your photos, change up the description on your listing, reach out to past guests and give discounts to, hopefully you're collecting their email addresses. Look at your impressions and your click rate where you can, you know, on Airbnb, on your website, whether it's Google Analytics, and see like, oh, is this picture getting people excited to come back? Oh, it's not. I'm not getting clicks here. Change it fast. Like, get it figured out. What is a title that's going to work? Do it before you think you need to, because that is another thing is, yes, your property laid dormant on our biggest lead generator is still Airbnb. I mean, our direct bookings are definitely rising and it's great, but that's a great point.
And then last but not least,
the squatter.
The fear of the squatter.
I will lead it with this, Matthew, because I'm with you. I was like, this is why the only time that I've ever had a long-term tenant was when we bought a fourplex and we inherited two tenants. Actually, we inherited four. Two pieced out right away and we kept two. And the whole time we told them, like, the only strategy I understand and know is short-term rentals. So, you know, we told them, like, we'd be happy to work with them until they wanted to move on. And that's what happened. We didn't kick them out for our short-term rental strategy. I don't want anyone getting mad at me there. But because I don't know anything about that world and I was always afraid of squatters. But truthfully, Matthew, anyone can refuse to leave your property. And getting local authorities to help you remove someone who doesn't have a lease and they haven't even been close to 28 days at your property. Someone in our mastermind actually had this really unfortunate event happen where they just wouldn't leave after a weekend. And the cops, she needed to really explain to the cops what was happening before they would help remove this person forcefully from her property. I mean, the people in the property damaged her. It was terrible and it's so rare, but it is a risk that we face. When it comes to squatters, this is why it's important to make sure that you do a thorough check of their credit, of their background, of their employment, and of their income. And make sure you have a system for this, Matthew, so that you can document all of it, keep really strong files, and do your best to make sure they will be really great midterm renters. And in your lease, check with your attorney in your state, but we outline the eviction process there. And we have them initial next to it. So they understand, like, we are on top of our stuff. And should you choose this route of not leaving when you're supposed to, these are the things that we will go through. And we know how to go through them and we will act promptly. And don't, you know, you don't want to permit it and promote it. So I would never tolerate late rent or anything of that nature. So just be a stickler about the rules that you both agree to in the lease agreement. And then if it happens, Matthew, your attorney will assist you. Your friends who are in real estate in your area will assist you and you'll just take it step by step and you'll move through it. And when you're on the other side of it, you'll have done it. And I've got a friend who owns 60 properties. We actually had her on the podcast, Jessie Lang, and she only does long-term. And she was like, it's just something you learn how to do and you get through it and it stinks and it costs you money. And once you're on the other side of it, you pick yourself up and you move on. So,
and what we love about you wanting to test midterm is once you've tested it and it works for you, that winter, that cold, dark winter might not look so bad the upcoming winter. So if you can, you know, everything has a learning curve. You can work through it this winter and then hopefully you've got it down. Maybe you'll get some repeat guests for next winter, but you can really be something that can be a part of your overall strategy and profitability moving forward. forward. So we wish you the best of luck. And it has worked for us, and we know it can work for you also.
With that, I am Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.